Business, our first item of other business is Chapel Farm, CU number 2193, request for time extension of the conditional use.
On August 24th, 2021, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request for an extension of conditional use 2193, allowing for multifamily residential use on the lands of Chapel Farm LLC. Conditional use 2193 was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. The applicant indicates that construction was delayed due to ongoing DLDOT improvements at the site and seeks an extension on these grounds. Under Chapter 115, Section 174 of the Sussex County Code, conditional use approvals are valid for a period of 3 years. The approval for this proposal will expire on September 14th, 2024, unless construction or use is substantially underway. The applicant has provided information to demonstrate the project will meet the substantially underway threshold required if an extension were granted. The parcel is located on the northwest corner of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Cape Neck Road in Milton. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 23, Parcel 1.02, zonings MR Medium Density Residential and C3 Heavy Commercial Districts.
Anyone have any questions about that?
Can I ask a question?
Just because when I read the staff, I mean, so is this a year out? Because it was, you know, looking at the dates, it says it expires on September 14th, 2024. You know, just wondering, are they just asking a year early, a year ahead of time, or?
That seems to be the case, yes.
Well, I mean, let me just make this observation about this. It's fine for folks to ask for things, okay? But timing is important. And if we're going to consider time extensions, then when applicants make a request for a time extension, I think they need to supply us with what their timeline has been. What have you submitted to what agency? When did you submit it? How long have you been waiting? You know, because in my experience, no question, the agencies can take forever. But that's not the only component here, okay? The applicant has an obligation to pursue their project within the time frame that's been allotted for it. And all I'm asking is show us that you've done that. If you've done that and you've got timing issues with the agencies, then I'm all for working for them. I think a year out, maybe it's a little bit too early, maybe come back 3 or 4 months, show us what you've done.
And this one may be that there's valid reasons, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, because the letter, this is the one that's at Cave Neck Road and Route 1, and they talk about they keep receiving updated design plans from DLDOT as recently as May of this year, which interferes with their project. I don't want to say interferes with it. It requires coordination with their project with shared stormwater grading, and et cetera. And you know, so they're requesting a 6-month extension now. You know, so I just question whether it may be relevant now, but whether it's timely now to request the extension.
Right, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't do it at all. I'm just saying that there's more to this. And in this case, absolutely, because I understand how it is, you know, dealing with the. You know, with the state agencies. So I'm not saying that it's not something we should do. I'm just not sure that now is the time.
So I think that makes sense. So I'd like to create a motion that we defer action on this request.
I second it.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on Chapel Farm CU 2193, request for time extension of conditional use. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 23-34, Mitchell Farm Commercial Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed three-story, 43,200 square foot office building, parking, and other site improvements. The parcel is located on the southeast side of Kings Highway Route 9, and the subject parcel plans to have access from Black Swan Drive. The applicant has requested relief from the requirement for parking within the front setback. The revised preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 37.02. The zoning is C2 Medium Commercial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this preliminary plan, it is requested that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
So I believe there, there was a question I asked, I think at the last hearing for this, about whether or not the developer could actually meet the requirements, and they would continue to, you know, pursue the development if they were not granted the waiver for the parking setback that they're asking for as part of this. And I think that they said that they could actually meet those requirements. They weren't granted the waiver. Is that what
I don't think that's the case. Yeah. No. I think the situation is that, based on my review of this, is that, you know, first of all, this is a preliminary site plan approval, so it hasn't really formally been to DLDOT yet. DLDOT's going to have an opportunity to review it, and it'll come back to the commission for final site plan review. They might have been able to meet the setback requirements before DLDOT extracted additional land from them along Kings Highway. The way I read the information was that originally there was a 20-foot dedication, which is the manual required dedication for something like this, but because the widening is all occurring on the eastern side of Kings Highway and not the Cape Henlopen School District side, DLDOT asked the property owner to reserve an additional 30 feet of right-of-way and then another 15 feet for a permanent easement. If you look on the site plan, both of those are already conveyed by the landowner to the Department of Transportation, so they own or have easement rights in all of that. So I don't think that it's accurate to say that they could meet the setbacks now. You know, they might have been before DLDOT extracted an extra 45 feet plus the 20 feet. But I would say keep in mind that all this is going to shake out when DLDOT takes a final look at the site plan and everything else before final.
Jamie, can you pull that up on like Google Earth?
The other thing I would say, too, just because I know this was an issue, I went back and looked at the adjacent property, because that's what the commission typically looks at, what's happening on nearby properties. And what's proposed on this preliminary site plan lines up with the interconnectivity and the parking on the adjacent site plan that's currently built. That's one thing. I would also point out that it's essentially the same configuration of parking and the interconnectivity and the building that was shown for information purposes, granted, at the time that this went through for its rezoning and got approved to C2 back in, you know, a couple years ago. So it's always been shown like this, and I'm not trying to make a case for anything. I'm just saying these are the kinds of things that the commission's looked at, that it lines up with the adjacent parking, which is, frankly, what you guys always look at. You know, are we setting a precedent or not? And in this case, at least next door, it doesn't look like you would be.
That was going to be my question. Are we going to be setting a precedent all the way down this road?
Yeah, I think there's a few other developments that may be pending that will be looking to this as a precedent that they would want us also to follow.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I think that ship sailed, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I don't have any other questions for this one.
Okay, do you have a motion?
Yeah, I would like to move that we deny the site plan based on its based on the parking exception that's been requested for the parking to exist in the setback.
All right, commissioners, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Collins, it appears that your motion dies for lack of a second.
It does. Thank you.
Does anyone else like to make a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move we approve site plan 23-34 Mitchell Farm Commercial for the revised preliminary site plan.
Just one question, you know, since there has been this issue brought up, do you want it to be approved by staff upon
a
seat? Yes. Okay.
All approved right. by staff after agency approvals.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to approve site plan S23-34, Mitchell Farm Commercial, revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, the motion carries 4-1. Thank you. Okay, our next item is site plan 23-36, Silver Leaf, formerly known as MRBP LLC.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the establishment of a large farm pond to consist of 14.32 acres, more or less, with access off of a 40-foot ingress-egress access easement over a 20-foot-wide stabilized dirt drive and other related site improvements. The plans are being submitted under Chapter 115, Section 219A of the Sussex County Code, which requires site plan review for certain uses to include proposed farm ponds. The Commission last reviewed a separate proposal for 5 farm ponds on this site at their meeting of Thursday, August 24th, 2023, which was approved. The applicant has since revised the plans to consolidate the former 5 requested farm ponds into a single large farm pond. It should be noted that the site was the subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2300 MRBP LLC, for the construction and establishment of a borrow pit in this location. The County Council denied that application at their meeting of Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. In response to this decision, the applicant has subsequently provided a resubmittal for the site for the proposed farm ponds, which represent a less intensive use of the site. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The proposal is located on a 56.93 acre, more or less, parcel of land on the southwest side of McCary Road, that's Sussex County Road 385, approximately 857 feet south of Frankfurt School Road, that's Sussex County Road 92. The tax parcels are District 533, Map 5, Parcels 38 and 41.04. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any thoughts or concerns?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay.
That's a really big farm pond. What do we know what its purpose is?
So the plans, Mr. Chairman, say agricultural in the notes on the site plan.
Okay.
I do know if it would assist the engineer who is present if there are factual questions.
Yes, and I do know that we were also furnished with a memo, and there are plans in the future to pursue a minor subdivision, and it was noted that the easternmost portion of that property is most suitable for septic systems, so that was also part of this proposal as well.
Okay. I guess the concern, the question is that it got denied as a borrow pit with all the conditional use requirements for a borrow pit. And separation requirements and public hearings and everything else, is this something that now is making an end run around that just to call it a farm pond, and not comply with the bar pit requirements? Then there's a part two of this, is that this has been in our code probably since day one. I've never seen the Planning and Zoning Commission regulate a farm pond ever, and obviously we have farm ponds all over the county. So anyhow, but that's sort of just an observation.
The other question, two questions I would have are, what is the disposition of the soil coming out of the pond? Where is it going? And is it being sold?
Can I add something to that?
Yeah.
David, do we have the capability of looking at what soil type it is? I know like University of Delaware, you can look up and see if it's sassafras or so forth and dirt.
We should be able to. Hang on, bear with me.
Yes, he is.
All right, so I'm going to ask you to come up. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind everyone this is not a public hearing. This gentleman is here because I asked him to come up to answer a specific question or maybe two, and that's it. So
your microphone on.
You guys really need to fix this because, you know, this is like worse than a computer that crashes every 15 minutes. Or I'm just going to start shouting. That'd make it easy.
Maybe it would help.
I've never been accused of people not being able to hear me, but
maybe it would help if you're not using your speaker for all of us to turn it off, because somebody's going to get kicked off.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. What can you tell us about this hole in the ground that you want us to regulate for you?
Okay, I would remind the commission that it was unanimously approved by Planning Commission before it was unanimously denied by County Council.
Okay.
So, just for the record.
All right. But it's not what I asked you, but go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to provide some.
I know, some but history. I'm going to warn you, this is not your opportunity to provide us with anything we don't ask for.
Okay.
So I need you to answer, and I'll be more specific with my question, and I apologize for that because I was not specific. What is the disposition of the soil coming out of this pond? Where is it going? And is it going to be sold? What's happening with the soil?
The soil will be removed from the site.
So it's going to be taken off site.
Yes, sir. Some the topsoil will be kept on site because there are some low areas that need to be filled. I can point those out on the existing condition.
Okay.
As far as selling the dirt, I think it's more of a cost to me to have it taken away. You know, if there's value in the dirt, then so be it, but it's not a bar pit. It's a farm pond. It's for active and passive recreation for future cottages that I'm just not showing at this time.
What was the intention for the five ponds? What was that? Were they going to be aquaculture ponds as well?
They were just going to be farm ponds spread throughout the site for amenities, for future, like in case sewer ever came to McCary Road, we could, in theory, do a major subdivision, and these ponds would be there as an amenity for fishing, swimming, boating, whatnot.
What was the motivation for consolidating those five ponds?
Motivation was it reduced the square footage of the ask, one, but also I felt like one farm pond just seemed more acceptable to the county than multiple farm ponds. That's just my opinion. It's actually a reduction.
Didn't we approve five ponds?
No, sir. You approved a large borrow pit.
No, but didn't you have a site plan come through with five ponds that we...
But that was withdrawn.
We didn't vote on it. We never voted
on
it.
Yeah, it's because then that's incorrect then because it said not what you said.
Because it was
reported. Which it says it was approved in the staff memo.
It was approved, but it was never approved.
That's
is that right?
Yeah, I was here a couple weeks ago, and I withdrew that application.
Oh, okay. All right. So it wasn't previously approved. All right. That's important. Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions for this gentleman?
Yeah, I do. So you want to do this pond in preparation for a future development or a future application?
A future minor subdivision, yes, sir.
Okay. So why not wait until that application is submitted to do this?
That's a good question. I feel like the path of less resistance is to do. There was a home site on the property, so I feel like that's grandfathered in, and I don't have to go through the hurdle of asking for a minor subdivision. And I just wanted to do the pond now, and then do the future minor subdivision potentially later. And if sewer were to come there in say 10 years, 15 years, then maybe it would be a major subdivision instead of a minor subdivision.
Okay, anybody else?
What was going to be the depth of that pond?
30 feet.
That's a lot of dirt.
Yep. But it's not as much as the bar pit would have been.
All right.
I think 30 feet to...
Anything else? You good?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, so there's some immediacy in your asking for this. For some reason, right? Like, what's the driver of now versus waiting? You're planning to use some of these ponds now.
As soon as the earlier the pond is built, the sooner I get to enjoy it, I guess is the only response I have to that.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yep,
take a seat. Okay. I think we need to think about this a little bit.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we defer site plan 2336 Silver Lace, formerly known as MRBP LLC.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on site plan 2336 Silver Leaf, formerly known as MRBP LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Let the record show I abstained.
And let the record show that Ms. Wingate is abstaining. And our next item is site plan 20-25, Sussex Bible Church, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 31,250 square foot church, a 240 square foot pavilion area, amphitheater, outdoor restrooms, athletic fields, and other site improvements. This plan was previously granted preliminary approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, April 28, 2022. The plan has since been revised due to a DLDOT request asking that the proposed entrance off of Harbison Road, Route 5, be eliminated. Consequently, the proposed church building and associated parking have been redesigned. The church building footprint is the same but rotated. This revision has reduced parking from 268 total spaces to 257 total spaces, which exceeds the minimum required of 132 total spaces. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Harbison Road, Route 5, and northwest side of Cool Spring Road, that's Sussex County Road 290. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 75. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any discussion on this one? Mr. Chair, with regards to S20-25 Sussex Bible Church, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
So moved and seconded to approve site plan 2025 Sussex Bible Church revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Sound United Methodist Church revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the Sound United Methodist Church for the paving of an existing gravel parking lot and to include additional parking spaces. There are 12 parking spaces located within the front yard setback. The applicant has submitted a request for relief from the requirements for parking located within the front yard setback. The revised preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, and on the east and west sides of Sound Church Road in Selbyville. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19.00, Parcel 45.00. The zoning's AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all those agency approvals.
And just a comment, when I was looking at this one, just sort of in line with the other one we had, you know, I don't know whether there'd be a precedent set or not by this, excuse me, but it seems like the precedent was set on the site because the existing church building actually is in the setbacks as well. So it strikes me, you know, unlike that other one where DLDOT has acquired the land that it needs to expand the road, this one, you know, at some point, I don't know if they'll ever will, Lighthouse Road, expand that road in this section of it, but they're going to have to acquire the whole thing, not just parking. It'd be the church and everything. So, you know, it seems like, again, because that building's been there for however long, that some
and they actually have been parking in the front setback for years. So yeah. Just really putting asphalt down to where they've always,
like.
Yes,
yeah.
They've always used that as parking. Any other comments on this? Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Sound United Methodist Church, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Sound United Methodist Church revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-29 Deer Creek, request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department have received a request to amend the conditions of approval for the preliminary subdivision plan approval for the Deer Creek 2021-19 subdivision as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, July 28, 2022. Specifically, the applicant is requesting to amend condition L of the original conditions of approval, which states the final site plan shall contain an additional emergency vehicular access between Statenville Road and White Rail Circle connecting through either Doe Run or Buck Drive, and instead read, the final site plan shall contain an additional emergency open space between Statenville Road and White Rail Circle connecting through either Doe Run or Buck Drive. The applicant has submitted a written request which explains that the emergency vehicular access is being revised to read emergency open space. This previously approved AR1 standard subdivision contains 79 single-family lots on 93.582 acres more and less and is located on the north side of Statenville Road as Sussex County Route 224. Tax parcels, District 230, Map 19, Parcel 27, and the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
So a little bit of background on this, particularly for our newer commissioners. In older subdivisions, and I think some we've acted on since you both have been here, the commission has looked at, when there's single entrance subdivisions, ways to establish emergency ingress and egress. And we required that on a condition of several of these, including this one. And DelDOT had questions about that. And I think, in fairness to DelDOT, it was a misunderstanding about what the commission was requiring. I think DelDOT was getting hung up with developers and saying that we're not going to allow an entrance onto our road or a second entrance on our road. And I think there was an assumption that it would have to be a fully designed and built entrance, which was never the commission's requirement. Or intention even. So more recently, because of that, we've had a different condition. It's worded a little bit differently. So I know they proposed an amended condition so that we're consistent. I think it says basically the same thing, but so that we're consistent with the conditions we've been applying, the motion would be, Mr. Butler asked me to help him with this, the motion would be to amend condition L of the original conditions of approval so that it now states the final site plan shall include an unobstructed area set aside for vehicular access to the subdivision in emergency situations between Statenville Road and White Rail Circle connecting through either Doe Run or Buck Drive. This area does not need to be improved with paving or stones. Instead, it must be an area outside of any lot lines and free from obstructions so that the development is not isolated in the event that the main entrance from Statenville Road is impassable.
And this is as much a question for Mr. Butler as it is for you, Counselor. Should we specify a width on that?
We haven't in our, you know, it talks about vehicular access. So
here's the thing: at some point, the plan goes to the local fire company to be reviewed, and that's going to be something they look at. They're going to look at how wide that is, I'm sure. Or I guess we'll ask you that question.
Yes, it is something that will be reviewed.
Yeah. So should we try to preempt an issue by specifying a width there or no?
We could. I could amend that if there's a width you all want to use.
I asked Mr. Butler mainly. He's the kind of expert on that.
Yeah. I mean, most certainly. I mean, I believe the width now is 14 feet. Is usually what like side streets and stuff like that. So we do ask for wider than that.
About 20. I would think you'd want 20.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, I think in the fire marshal's code there, I believe 14 feet is the minimum on anything, but I know you would want wider, and it's going to be a wider entrance. I'm just saying, yes, that those plans will be reviewed, but fine. We make recommendations to what we ask for.
Right.
But we don't. So then they work with the engineer.
Well, we have the opportunity here to put something in the language so that if we put it in the language, then that's what it has to be on the plan. So that's all I'm trying to do is get to.
I got you.
So would 20 feet accommodate
there is an entrance and exit? So
I don't think you're worried about people passing.
Yeah.
You're worried about fire trucks and emergency vehicles
getting in. We would ask for a minimum of 24 feet.
I would.
24.
A minimum.
Well, then let's do that.
Yeah, I agree.
So with that in mind, if everybody's good with it, let me reread that condition. So the final site plan shall include a 24-foot wide unobstructed area set aside for vehicular access to the subdivision in emergency situations between Statenville Road and White Rail Circle connecting through either Doe Run or Buck Drive. This area does not need to be improved with paving or stones. Instead, it must be an area outside of any lot lines and free from obstructions so that the development is not isolated in the event that the main entrance from Statenville Road is impassable.
There we go.
Is that your motion to say that's my motion?
That's my motion.
Okay.
I second it.
And I will make that the standard condition then. We'll just
do that. Yeah, that would be, I thought the language was quite good, and I think it will serve us well going into the future. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-29 Deer Creek request to amend conditions of approval in accordance with the instructions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, the motion carries. Thank you. Our next item are lands of Christina Abramowitz, minor subdivision off of a 25-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 49.99-acre parcel into three lots, including the residual lands. Proposed lot one will contain 3.87 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will contain 11.44 acres, more or less. And the residual lands will contain 34.67 acres, more or less. All lots shall have access through a proposed 25-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Staff would like to note that there are wetlands shown on the plan, but no signature block for a wetlands delineator to sign off on. In addition, the residual lands must have at least 100 feet of road frontage off of a private road. The plan only shows 25 and a half feet of frontage for the residual lot. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for the use of the shared drive. Other than these two concerns, the plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The property is located on the west side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 5, Parcel 26.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approvals.
On this one, if it's eligible from preliminary or final, can I just make a recommendation? Because you don't have that block for the wetlands line.
Correct.
If it just be, and Mr. Butler, this could be your motion, that you grant preliminary and final approval for lands of Christina Abramowitz, subject to the final site plan being revised to contain a signature block for a wetlands delineator to sign off on that plan.
I make that a motion.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-29 Deer Creek. Been moved and seconded to approve lands of Christina Abramowitz, minor subdivision off of a 25-foot easement with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of Kenneth J. and Janice M. Arney, minor subdivision and lot consolidation off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 23.034-acre more or less parcel into four lots plus the residual lands. The plan includes a proposed lot consolidation to consolidate the existing 50-foot right-of-way slash easement, which now exists on parcel 48.01, into existing parcel 48.05 to form the residual lands. Proposed lot one will contain 1.5368 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will contain 1.0745 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will contain 1.2252 acres, more or less. Proposed lot four will contain 9.2297 acres, more or less. And the residual lands will contain 9.9676 acres, more or less. It should be noted that staff have informed the applicant that there is a current deed restriction on parcel 48 that restricts further subdivision of this property. And that unless a finding by a court of competent jurisdiction is made, that said restriction is void, unlawful, or unenforceable. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The proposal is located on the east side of Hartzell Road, that's Sussex County Road 560A, and the tax parcels are District 131, Map 13, parcels 48.01 and 48.05. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Did the applicant have any comment in regard to the deed restriction?
So their interpretation was based on a previous survey that was recorded, and they were stating that that only applies to lot 5, which is shown on these plans as the residual lands. So they were stating that it wouldn't apply because it was part of the residual lands and not part of this application at all. But I would see it differently because we have a parent parcel that's tied to all of these, which could inhibit further subdivisions of the property.
Council?
Counselor? What do we do? What do we do here?
So, like with recorded deed restrictions, they don't bind the county. So we're not bound by them, but the position we've taken in the past, we don't ignore them either. You know, we at least want to have information about them. So I don't know, you might want to defer on this and just get further explanation from the applicant about whether that applies. And and also get a look, and I can review the survey too if that appears on a recorded document.
I would feel more comfortable with that, to be honest.
I would like for you to review it, and what I would think would be in the applicant's interest would be if they got a legal opinion from someone that they could submit to us that concurs with their interpretation.
We don't want to get drawn into some court proceeding because we approved
something.
Part of
somebody's trial.
Right.
No, and I know it's not within our jurisdiction to enforce the deed restrictions, but we figured that we would just at least flag that up for you guys.
Understood.
I think just we need more information. And so it may be that ship has sailed if after that there's been multiple subdivisions and it's been waived as well. So just more information.
But that's something we should know.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. We should know whatever there is to know. So let's take a little time maybe and figure that out.
Can I go in? I'm going to make a motion that we defer the lands of Kenneth and Janice M. Arney.
A second.
To further update from council.
Okay. I second the motion.
The move and seconded to defer action on lands of Kenneth J. and Janice M. Arney, minor subdivision and lot consolidation off of the 50-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is lands of Susan DeBonaventure, minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 36.36-acre parcel into 5 lots, including the residual lands. Proposed lot 1 will contain 1.2265 acres, more or less. Proposed lots 2, 3, and 4 will contain 1.0001 acres, and the residual lands will contain 32.13 acres, more or less. Lots 1, 2, 3, and 4 will all have access through a proposed 30-foot easement located on the south side of Stokely Road, that's Sussex County Road 280, and the residual lands will maintain access from an existing entrance located on the south side of Stokely Road. A shared-use maintenance agreement has been included on the plan. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 54. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Susan DiBona Venture, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the lands of Susan DiBona Venture minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you.